BMW. Hey, good morning. It is 8:20. Gotta tell you this, because I've been yakking about it all morning. Spring of 2021, I'd say, yeah, that's the best time to do the zoo. Chankabazoo opens for the season this Saturday. Stop down and say hi to Tal and all of the residents down there. Chankabazoo opening their doors this Saturday, 10 until 4, correct?
Correct.
All right, and I'm going to be down there broadcasting live tomorrow, the entire morning show with you two.
Starting at 6.
Yes, and in studio, as always, on Thursday, people, Kathy Dickman, Tom Schmaltz.
People want to come say hi to you tomorrow, they sure
well,
can.
Yeah, absolutely. Stop down and take a little sneak peek. That's kind of what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. It's a preview of what you're going to walk into on Saturday.
Yeah, but the gates actually open for visitation Saturday, 10 a.m. And I'm always love that part of my radio. I call everybody, all the staff, say, welcome to Zoo Season 2021. And it's just a special moment.
Do you get emotional? Does it make you cry?
I get emotional talking about it.
Well, I know. I do, too. I'm kind of tearing up here again. It's like...
We're about the animals and conservation, but we're really about the people and making that connection for them.
And bringing those two entities together, definitely.
Indeed.
Well, are you excited about this? Both of you. That's a general question.
Oh, yeah. We're always excited, and the animals are excited. They miss the people, too. Mm-hmm. You know, they get a lot of their enrichment and interaction from the public. So even the animals get excited when they see people start walking in and the strollers and stuff. So, yeah.
I suppose the winter does get kind of long for them without that human interaction and seeing those, you know, seeing people.
Well, we have a great enrichment program and training from their keepers and animal care staff. But you can tell the difference because, like, for Nico's birthday, we weren't open to the public, but, you know, they got to see admin people, too, and some of the zoo families, some of our zoo staff families for that. And it does make a difference. I just, you know, especially, you know, a primate, you know, but every animal. And it's hard to see a facial expression on, you know, an elk or bison.
but you can kind of
but
tell.
But it's enrichment, visual enrichment,
right.
Audio enrichment. It's a big deal. It's stimulation. It's stimulation even for a hoofstock. But of course, a lot of interaction with primates, cats,
right?
You know, even kangaroos. So a lot of things to look forward to. And Tom sounds right. They might not be going, oh, the zoo's open. Except for Tal, he probably knows.
He's probably
listening right now.
Yeah.
But they know something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a seasonal thing. It's become an innate thing because some of them have been at the zoo a long time.
Sure.
So it's something they remember and know.
Let's back up because, you know, this just plays right into, see, Tom, Kathy, I told you so. It's going to be an awesome year. Let's get back to your membership drive that went on at Dakota Coffee. Madison Yegi always doing a great job of putting you up there. I had a really good time there. Thanks for the coffee, Tom. I was awake for like 2 days, but good stuff. But you had a great day over there as far as your memberships.
Great day. We sold 49 memberships in that short time, and that's a great day. But more importantly, it was a great marketing thing. We got to talk to the visitors and everybody who came in. And most people came in there and were like, I want to buy a membership.
Sure.
But even with the ones that didn't or already had theirs or said, oh, I'm getting mine at the gate. Whatever the case, they had an opportunity to come in, chat a little bit with zoo staff, and just a big reminder that the zoo is opening and you were there. So
you're right.
We got to, it was just fun. And people got to meet firsthand Brittany and Ariana, who they may already know, but now they get to see them in person. They do a lot of things behind the scenes that keep things going. And so it's a great opportunity to get those gals out there. And they're doing a super job.
Oh, Kathy, I walked in the door and I told you that. They're engaging and the smiles on their faces and the passion that they show for the zoo. And both of them just, I didn't have to prompt. It was like, yeah, I love my job. I love going to work. I love my job.
In testimony to that was I got a video late last evening, you know, many hours after we were done for the day, a video. They were just leaving. They sent a video saying, look, we got the gift shop ready for Saturday and gave me a virtual tour. And, you know, we had a lot to do out there, and it's ready. Mm-hmm. And so wonderful things coming. And you're going to see different changes in different guest service things throughout the season as well. The gift shop will go to the outside one very soon after opening for this weekend. We're going to be in because it's chilly too.
But. A little bit. Yeah, good stuff.
Things are coming. We're humping on it.
All right. Well, Tom Schmaltz, tell me about cleanup day, too, because you kind of spearhead that, and you're out there directing traffic, right?
Well, I'm just Kathy's right-hand man. She goes, Tom, jumping. I'm jumping and running. Yeah, yeah.
Is that true?
Oh, yeah. It works that way. No, cleanup day went great. The people that came out, they did a lot of work, and there was young families there. There was one father, and he had his two young sons with, and they were inside exhibit, the lemur exhibit. We had it open, and we're moving stuff around, and they came in. He goes, I told them they should get out of there. I said, no, it's okay. The animals aren't there. We'll just let them sit in there. And they raked the leaves in there, and they did all the stuff we needed to do. And those two little boys felt really proud when they left because they got to rake the leaves in there.
See, and they're going to remember that for the rest of the year, too. Yeah. Talk about lasting impacts. But that's what you do down there. It's an incredible experience every time you enter that place.
I feel that every day because there's something new, different animal behavior, different something going on, and it's great to open those gates finally and say welcome because we're going to be here. And that 4 o'clock closing goes till 7 p.m. starting the Saturday on Mother's Day weekend.
Okay.
So whatever that second Saturday in May is, the 7th or 8th or whatever that is, that will turn to 7 p.m. for every single day. People are signing up for behind the scenes. We're getting the schools calling. Tours are lined up. And it's going to be a super summer.
It's a little bit different than it was last year, the opening last year. A little bit different this year.
Just a tad. We a little bit of apprehension of what's going to happen and who's going to, you know, and it blew us away with how. But I think that the common ground here is when they come in, they're already used to, I'm going to, you know, not force myself into 20 other people.
True.
I'm going to keep my family here and there. People just kind of program with that, but the key is respect. And people who visit the zoo are good people.
Oh yeah, well,
they're
without
friendly.
A doubt.
They're happy. They're going to respect other people's space if that's the case. And but you're going to see a little bit more. We're going to do a little bit more announcing with different things,
sure,
so we can get the people to come see things. But right away, the trainings aren't announced, but you'll be able to see them throughout your visit. And then pretty soon we'll go to the announced ones again because we know that we've got the safe spaces to do that.
So how about the grounds? Everything greening up down there and everything starting to look kind of like seasonal?
Where they raked, it's really good.
Yeah, and things are getting greened up and they're starting to come around. And we'll start the mowing here pretty soon and get things. But, you know, our gardener said, just wait a little bit. You know, don't get too excited. We want the ground to firm up and to warm up.
Sure.
Is a big thing.
Working on that.
Yeah. And you're going to see a different nature center.
Really?
Yeah. You're going to see it rearranged, and you're going to see some special ocean awareness promotions going on. Back to our Wonders of Water, which are our murals.
Uh-huh.
Let me mispronounce that to an artist in front of me here. Sorry, Bill.
It's okay.
And the fresh water, the ocean, the estuary, and the prairie potholes on the walls in there, and the lakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going to get some visual interaction with what's happening in our oceans, which isn't good, but it gives people an eye-opener. So we have a giant sandbox that you'll get to experience what's happening in our oceans.
And plus your mom Shirley's artwork all over the wall, too. That is so cool, too, because that, you know, that lives on, too. And your whole mission's about conservation.
Indeed.
And getting things to kind of connect and work together.
Yeah, and we have a smaller kinetic sand table, so little kids can enjoy some of that fun, too.
Kind of a hands-on thing.
It's very hands-on.
Boy, and like I said, I just think this year is just going to go gangbusters for you. I think, it's always busy down there, but I think this year, too, is going to be bigger and
lots
better.
Of hand-wash stations. I've got the Purells on stands throughout the zoo. a lot of reminders, the cute reminders we have on keeping those, bringing those back out for the season. And it makes it a little more fun to be safe.
And OODADs.
OODADs. They're not here yet. We have to go to San Diego to get them.
Wow. You go a long way
well,
for
OODADs. Well, it's a species survival plan project we're doing with the Living Desert and San Diego Zoo. Our San Diego Wildlife
Fossil
Park.
Rim.
Fossil Rim. Sorry. Not Living Desert. Fossil Rim. Mid and Air. They're two great places.
Unbelievable. And there again, your cooperation, your interaction with other zoos around the country, that's becoming legendary too.
Well, it's important. We've got some good friends out there, and if we all work together, we do start making a huge difference. And remember that visitation at zoos and aquariums annually, and I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking pre-COVID when the pro sports were going on, but the visitation to zoos and aquariums annually far, far outnumbers all professional sport attendance nationwide.
No kidding.
Far outweighs it.
Well, so again, that speaks to the power of it.
So, and to families wanting to grab and get and see and do and enrich their families. So
good stuff. Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dipman. Be seeing both of you tomorrow.
Yes.
Looking forward to this.
I'll bring breakfast.
Oh, good call. Yeah, you know it gets my attention. Yeah, I'll be down there broadcasting live Jankabazoo tomorrow for the preview of the big opener happening on Saturday. Folks, always a pleasure to have you in.
Sounds great. Thanks.
You.
Talk to you again next Thursday. It is 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. Got a beautiful morning going on, 37 degrees and sunshine. It is Thursday, April 22nd from the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Former Minneapolis police officer convicted of murdering George Floyd was segregated from other inmates on Tuesday in his first night in prison. Derek Chauvin had been out on bond during the trial to determine his guilt in the killing of Floyd. Video showed Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for over 9 minutes. Chauvin was housed at the Oak Park Heights prison under administrative segregation for his own safety and will remain in segregation until his sentencing in June. The Oak Park facility is recognized as the state's most secure correctional facility. COVID-19 numbers continue to rise across Minnesota, according to the Minnesota Department of Health. New cases yesterday were 1,611, with a 7-day rolling average of positive tests at 7.3%. 13 new deaths were also reported, with the state's death toll at 7,044 since the pandemic began. The department has also reported that 52.7% of the state's population has now received at least one dose of the vaccines available, with 37% having completed the series of two doses. KBMW News brought to you this hour by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.
It's time to celebrate. Red River Communications has been bringing you quality products and services for 70 years. Red River Communications has become the largest fiber network in the Southern Valley. They offer speeds up to a gig and the quality personal service to go with it. Call them today at 701-553-8309 and get yourself on the largest fiber network in the Southern Valley. Red River Communications, growing and connecting the Southern Valley for over 70 years.
The judge who oversaw Derek Chauvin's trial and George Floyd's death said the jury will remain anonymous until he deems it safe to release their names. Hennepin County Judge Peter Cahill hasn't publicly said how long their names might stay secret. He did tell potential jurors that he will protect their privacy as long as he feels it's necessary. In 2019, in the trial that led to the conviction of former Minneapolis officer Mohamed Nour and the shooting death of Justine Damon, the judge waited more than 18 months before agreeing to release the jurors' names. That is a look at KBMW News at this hour. For more news and information anytime you need it, get to our website, kbmwnews.com.
Welcome to the Radio Employment Connection, where we work to find people to work for you. Aggregate Industries is hiring ready-mix truck drivers and mechanics.